All men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
If liberty means anything at all, it means the right to tell people what they do not want to hear.
Make America great again.
The Big Mig.
Welcome back to the Big Mig Show. I am your host, Lance Migliaccio, with my co-host, as you guys know, George Ballantine at my side. Rise and grind, working away. George, another new swag shirt I see busting out. No, that's not new.
That's not new. This
sometimes
from last
I don't know
year.
If I believe him. I want to say to this to the audience, I don't always trust that he's not, because he kind of wants to downplay the amount of shirts he gets.
This is a Dodger original, Dodgerland t-shirt.
Nope. I've never seen that one before.
You don't pay attention to me, Lance. That's what the problem is.
I don't know about that, George. I'm not sure that's right. But as you guys know, we are the tip of the spear. If liberty means anything at all, it means the right to tell people what they do not want to hear. You know, that is our plan on this show each and every episode. We believe it's one giant uniparty in D.C., the deep state cabal. It's much more complicated than anybody thinks. But of course, what do they want to do? They want to hide the facts, the truth, the sauce, the evidence, the receipts. Call it whatever you will. We're going to bring that to you, including the right guests tonight. Will be no different than other nights on this show. We are going to give you all this material. We're going to educate you, and hopefully through that process, our plan, of course, you guys know, is to unify the country. Doesn't matter whether you're a liberal, conservative, or nonpartisan. You better pay attention, because this is some nefarious shit going on in D.C. And for those of you that are just assuming that you can get the right information from mainstream media, I think our guest tonight is going to tell you that that's not a possibility. Before we go into that, got to thank our sponsors as always. SeaOfMud.com, patriotic apparel for the whole family. We love those guys. They treat us really well. Get over there. Use all caps, the Big Mig. They've got lots of new products for the spring. Of course, the big home of the Big Mig swag. You can get hoodies, t-shirts, long sleeves. Of course, by supporting and buying of those products, you support the Big Mig show. The all caps is to let our sponsors know that we actually have followers that appreciate what the sponsors do by helping us monetize the show. Now, also, don't forget, Beard Vet Coffee, beardvet.com. Don't forget, they just came out with the super bag, the 2.5 pounds for $24.99 in all their great flavors. It's a monster. It's like a baby. It's not quite the size of the Beard Vet energy drink that George is so enamored with, but it's big, and there he is.
There's my Beard Vet energy.
How much of that did you have today? Let me ask that up front. I want to just find out if you're cracked out. How much did you have, George?
Lance, that's classified. If I tell you, I'm going to have to kill you. Sorry.
Yeah, exactly. My point is, I noticed a little bit of energy edge on him today. I think he's deep in. Nah. I'm deep into probably my 8th or 9th cup of coffee for the day. So you know what that means, George. You're in trouble.
Lance, I'm like this naturally, first of all. So
I am too.
I'm actually considering bringing this to Vegas. Not the whole thing, but some of it.
Like a shooter, but yeah, you got to make sure you keep it under the ounce. Oh, I guess you're going to check bag. I'm not going to check bag because you have to bring equipment.
No, why are you going to all my stuff out, man? Shit.
I've got to talk to you afterwards. Sam has an idea that he wants to talk to us about the event. We're talking about the Constitutional Sheriff's event in Las Vegas. As you guys know, we're going to be streaming that event. You guys are going to get a front row seat for 9 hours. Great people there. Patrick Byrne, Mike Lindell, General Mike Flynn, the Big Mig Show now, Tina Peters, and many, many others. Sheriff Mack, Sheriff Darleaf, Sam Bushman from Liberty News Radio. At the end of the day, a great lineup. You're going to want to actually watch that stream. Lots of incredible information. Boone Cutler will be there. I mean, the list just goes on and on and on. It's a great event. And it's going to be about 9 hours long, so you'll have plenty of time to watch different pieces of it. Edge of the knife, as far as I'm concerned. Now, listen, if you're over on X, don't forget to follow, like, subscribe. Give us a thumbs up, comment on the product here on Rumble. You guys know at 15 minutes or so, we're going to cut off all the other channels. We'll continue to stream on Rumble and Locals because they show us a lot of love, and we do it back. And if you haven't joined our community on X, we've got a crazy lineup of guests coming up. We're going to be letting you guys know in the community on X. It's simple to join. You ask to join, I accept, and that way you'll know about the guests before anybody else was. George, let's throw up the thumbnail for our guest.
There he is, so, Mike Smith.
4-year anniversary for Out of the Shadows was yesterday. Mike Smith, I have to tell you, I had not watched the documentary before. I don't know why I hadn't, but I have watched it now. Great documentary, extremely truthful. You guys have heard us talk about Operation Paperclip and Mockingbird and many other programs. You know, when it comes to the intelligence community, George and I have been fortunate enough because of my background to be tied into a lot of people that other people don't have access to. End of the day, he's come out with a new documentary, Into the Light. This guy's got a super interesting background.
Hey, Lance, you know, you want to come back on a picture?
Oh, yeah, I probably should do that. You don't want to leave the skull up? Maybe people would rather see the skull than my ugly mug.
Probably, you're right.
Yeah. At the end of the day, that might be true. So I didn't know Mike Smith when I first started down this semi-rabbit hole with him. I didn't realize he was a stuntman. He worked on so many incredible movies. That is a tough-ass job. Years ago, I was working on the set of Die Hard, and people felt that my look was similar enough to the lead actor without even saying who he is. You guys know who he is. Well, at the end of the day, they wanted me to do stunt work. I passed on it because I didn't want to get the crap beaten out of me. I had a martial arts background. It sounds similar to Mike. I'd done a lot of MMA and other stuff, but I don't think, I got to tell you, based on seeing his stunts, I am honest that I don't think I could have done the majority of the stunts that I saw him in. Pretty incredible. So you guys have to know that Out of the Shadows, as of yesterday, has had over 100 million people worldwide watch it. So that's shedding a lot of light on manipulation of the media and child trafficking. He's become a champion in the fight against media censorship, which I'm not surprised. I don't believe that when he went down that rabbit hole that he expected to see what he saw. I think I probably converted him. You know, as you guys know on this show, it's God, country, and family. And when God opens your eyes up to something, sometimes you just have to shake your head. As a government contractor, there were things that I saw that I knew I couldn't participate in any longer. Kind of changed my life at that part. That and getting shot three times in the Middle East and left behind didn't help. So here we go. So listen, so this, the new movie, Into the Light, took him 3 years to produce. He just released it in August 2023. You're going to want to watch it. I can tell you the quality of the first movie obviously is great. He grew up in Houston. He was a multi-sport athlete. And I got to tell you, it's very obvious from his stunts that he was a hell of an athlete. Martial arts, horseback riding, motocross, driving stunts. I saw some cars flipping that he walked away with after aerial flips of 3-4 times. I don't know what movie it was from. He did high diving, which I watched one of his dives. Pretty amazing. Looked at Olympic quality. He did it at Magic Mountain and MGM. He worked on movie sets, doing action stunts in Hollywood's. And it looks like there was only maybe one guy that's even comparable. So he did stunts for Mel Gibson, Ethan Hawke, Christian Bale, David Duchovny. I don't know how to pronounce it. I'm doing not very well with that. He's been James Bond, too much coffee, Batman. Man. Yeah, James Bond and Batman, as many other iconic titles. So obviously, in the stunt world, he was a big deal. Now, I've got to tell you, he had a catastrophic injury at one point that he thought he would never walk from. Lower back injury, which I can tell you is probably the worst injury you can get. Paralysis is one of the things you have to be warned about. I don't know what happened after that. We're going to ask him. I only saw it up there, but it shattered his spine. And this is in 2014, and he was paralyzed from the waist down while working on this movie set. And it was a stunt that was pretty innocuous. It wasn't one of his worst stunts. It was more something that he'd done many, many times previously. So Out of the Shadows lifts the mask on mainstream media. I don't really need to describe either one of these movies. I want to bring Mike in to do that because I don't want to leave him in the green room any longer. George, but you want to bring him in?
I will, but you were saying because of you never heard of him, so because he's a stuntman, but he's the unknown guy, you know, the fall guy? Because I'm the unknown stuntman from the fall guy.
At the end of the day, the stuntman is the unknown star of the movie. Yeah. Over and over again, you see the stunts, you think it's the celebrity, and in fact, it's somebody whose name you didn't pay attention to. They never get the credit
Listen,
they should.
I just before I bring him on, we got some Aussie Patriots in the house tonight. New Aussie Patriots.
From Australia, huh?
Yes. Hello, mate.
Wow.
Great. All right, let's bring him on. Welcome to the Big Mig Show, Mr. Mike Smith. How you doing, sir?
Mike, you're muted.
Oh, he's muted.
That's what a professional does.
I got it.
Thank it's you. All good, Mike. Listen, kind of crazy. Your history in the movie business is unbelievable. You know, and when I looked at the documentary, very well done. Obviously, you had a lot of experience in front of the camera, but it looks to me like you had just as much experience behind the camera. But before we go into the documentaries, I got to ask you, you were in Hollywood for how long?
Well, I'm 30 years, about 30 years, wow. 20 working multiple different jobs, but 30 years altogether.
How many credits do you have on movies? Just curious. I didn't look at your IMDb for obvious enough reasons. I didn't jump in there.
It's probably 200-400 on there. And there's I don't even really keep track of that. After a while, it just became a job, and you know, I would monitor it every now and then. But mainly, you know, I've worked on hundreds of television shows and feature films, and you know, I had so many I don't even remember some of them anymore. And I never thought when I started I would be saying something like that, because I was so excited to get one job, and throughout my career it kind of snowballed and just became a day to day. What show up? What am I doing today? And we told whatever we're gonna do, and we're gonna flip this car. We're gonna do this fight, or we're gonna do a shootout, or we're gonna fall down the stairs, get hit by a car. I mean, kind of whatever.
So you were doing stunts. You were doing the fight coordination. You were doing obviously stunt choreography. It looks like you just kept moving up and getting higher levels of obligation on these movies. You know, I gotta ask this. So when did you decided to do this documentary, but had you previously been the kind of guy that, and again, I'm going to use a term that they obviously like to call all of us. They call all of us conspiracy theorists. They call all of us MAGA or Christian nationalists or whatever they can do to try to pigeonhole us. We know that's all part of the strategy. That's how they use the DC narrative, and they propel it into mainstream media. And then they use the paid bots, shills, social media influencers online that they've met with, whether they're on TikTok or Facebook. You know all about it. I don't even need to educate you. I'm doing that more for the audience that maybe hasn't watched our show.
Hey, Lance, real quick, I'm going to cut the stream. So I just want to let everybody know I'm shutting all the streams down except for Rumble and Locals. So if you want to continue watching this great interview, come to Rumbles or Locals. They're the two platforms that support us. We support them. So come on over. Good, Lance.
So anyway, Mike, so what were you like this before, or were you just so focused on your work, you didn't think about anything else? You were thinking about the money, you were thinking about the job, you were thinking about your career. Did you go down any of these rabbit holes previously? Because, you know, I would have to believe you heard some of it on set, or you heard it even in the line of work you were in.
I am the furthest person from political, you know, politics or any of the things that you that we're involved with now. I didn't even care, you know, to vote very much, because most of my time I was too busy working. I was too busy doing my job, or, you know, doing what it was I was focused on. And to be quite frank, I never believed that it mattered, because, you know, I didn't, you know, I don't know anything about aliens. I don't know anything about the JFK assassination. I don't know. Really, I mean, I hear things about 9/11. There's lots of things to look at, but I don't know anything about that. And I don't know, you know, I don't know anything about Bigfoot. But, you know, like I said in Out of Shadows, I do know about Hollywood, and I do know how things are done and how things are made. And, you know, I try to say this to people when they go, "Wow, how did you know all that?" And I said, "Well, it's not that I'm smart. It's just that I had a different perspective." You know, like most people don't have the perspective behind the scenes that someone like me gets, because, you know, as a stuntman, you do a job, you do something dangerous, or you do, you know, whatever your job is for the day. As a fight coordinator, you get some creative input to how the fights go. As a stunt coordinator, you get some creative input to how the stunts go. And then as an action director, you get some creative input to how the action shot. But again, there's always somebody in charge of the narrative. There's always somebody in charge of the story. And so you said it in your intro, when I got hurt, it changed my life, because what it did was it put me in a bed, and the person that I believed I was, or I used to be, the athlete I once was gone. So that, you know, ended my stunt career. But what people don't know is I was really mainly just directing and writing at that point in my career. So it really didn't, you know, me breaking my back and becoming paralyzed, it affected me, you know, to some degree as a stunt performer, but I was kind of already past that. So when I saw the things that I saw in the, you know, it, over a 30-year period, you hear a lot of conversations, you see a lot of situations, you have, you know, a lot of perspective that most people don't get. And it was until I really got up the ladder to where you're in the writing world or the producing world or the directing world, where you can see how those narratives are manipulated and what's greenlit and what's not greenlit and who's got an agenda and who doesn't have an agenda. And, you know, these, the stories and messaging from Hollywood can be used for good or bad. It just depends on who's pushing the narrative out. So yeah, no, I wasn't into any of this kind of stuff.
It's interesting because you obviously went down this rabbit hole without that. The reason I asked that question, because obviously for the people like us, I had a little bit of experience doing some acting years ago, but all minor roles, usually a bad guy or a military guy, had a particular look. No more than ever 14 lines. So really DEF kind of quality acting, not anything special. At the end of the day, you know, one of the big stories that circulates out there is obviously the Weinstein story, the Epstein story, and now the P. Diddy story. You know, we obviously have seen a lot of content, a lot of material, some of it on the dark web, some of it otherwise, that proves the validity of a lot of the stories when it comes to trafficking and it comes to the celebrities that have been involved. Of course, you can't really name them at this point because the U.S. government is doing its best to cover it up. I'm sure... There was a lot, obviously, you know, closing parties and all kinds of events that are related to big red carpet. Did any of the stories about Weinstein come past you that you ever heard about, or you heard a story from somebody that was at a Weinstein event, or how Harvey was about the way he operated in Hollywood, or did you hear anything about Epstein? Were those any things? And that's kind of off track. We'll get to the movies here in a minute. I just was curious if any of that had come across your radar.
Well, I mean, look, let me just say this, the culture of the casting couch, that's a culture that everybody that goes to Hollywood hears or experiences to some degree or some level.
Yeah.
So when you hear crazy stories from people, it's not that you're not shocked. You know what I mean? It's not like you're like, oh, that's so crazy. Because if you're in Hollywood, you hear all kinds of, you know, rumors and, you know, there's all kinds of people. There's good ones and there's bad ones.
Yeah.
So you don't know who's who. And, you know, so I definitely heard stories about certain people like that, but they're all conjecture. It could be true or it couldn't be true, but
yeah,
I'll never be able to prove it. But do I believe it? More than likely, it's probably true.
Mike, so you were saying like you weren't into politics, you know, none of that stuff. But I'm going to bet that someone watching Out of the Shadows and you were actually making it and filming it is going to put you into politics. I had to, like, it's a movie that's actually going to wake people up and actually see what's really going on.
I tried not to take a side of a political spectrum. I didn't try to say, hey, you know, I'm this way, think like I do. I'm saying, hey, here's some things you may not know about. There's the Operation Mockingbird was a real thing.
Yes.
Operation Paperclip, right, is a real thing. MK Ultra is a real thing. Human trafficking is a real thing. Satanic ritual abuse is a real thing. So I'm here as a filmmaker. My perspective is, let me educate you on some things that you may not know and let you pray about it, discern over it.
Exactly. And come to you. Yeah, exactly. So I look at it, it's not so much you picking a political side because they're both complicit in what's going on. There is no discrimination. There's both from both sides that are involved in these nefarious acts. So
in End of the Light, we touch on it. I start off in the beginning of the movie and I'd say, look, I don't care what color your skin is. I don't care what religion you are. I don't care how you identify. We all believe things to be true that aren't because of the way we've received our stories over the years.
Of course.
So it's our job in order to fight that, in order to be able to begin to fight that. It's like Sun Tzu's Art of War. You have to know your enemy. And when you're in a fight and you don't realize you're in a fight, you're never going to win. But once you lift the veil back and you see the guy behind the curtain pulling the puppet string, you can then make, it's like a magician. You know, when you see how a sleight of hand trick is done, you're never fooled by that again because you've seen it. So
yeah, that's correct.
So Into the Light, I wanted to show people, look, I'm going to show you how you get manipulated, why you get manipulated, and who's manipulating you. And then you can make a decision on what you absorb and what you begin to believe. So, you know, that's the position I always try to take. I'm not here, you know, like I'm a Christian. I wish everybody was a Christian. But that's not my job. My job is to say, let me show you some information and let yourself and your own discernment skills, you know, determine what it is you want to focus on or not.
Yeah. I think you've nailed it. You know, have you read, I saw you had Mike Flynn, Mike Flynn's a friend of ours. General Mike Flynn is a friend of George and I's. And I saw you had him in the film, obviously. Have you read his new books, 5GW?
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
I'm also on the board of directors of America's Future with General Flynn.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's great. He's a great guy. We love him. Obviously, we're going to see him out in Vegas here in another couple of days.
I was just at his movie premiere last night here in Nashville.
That's great. Our George's personal who was there? Was it Eric? Was there? Who was there?
Last George, night,
Kyle was there. Conforti Kyle. From Sea of Mud, yeah, was there. Mandy from X was there that I know of.
Yeah.
I know.
How do you like the new documentary?
I loved it. I thought it was great. I think for the people, it was interesting because I have one daughter that follows this stuff and I have one daughter that thinks we're all crazy. So, yeah. So it was interesting because the one that's not really into this stuff, she saw the movie and she walked out and she was like, man, that was really good. And I was like, you liked it. And she's like, yeah, it explained a whole lot of stuff that that I did not know. So yeah. I think for General Flynn and some of the people out there, I think this movie is going to explain a lot of things to people that are his haters. Like, everybody loves to hate General Flynn. Everybody loves to pick on him. But let me tell you something. The man's a hero. He stood up and he did things for the state. And he's a great man. His family and him have been through a lot of really bad, bad things. And you know what? In just like Trump, just like people like me and other people that have given up things to try to tell the truth, that does come at a cost. It comes at a sacrifice.
There's no doubt.
Listen, and General Flynn was $8 million in a hole from, you know, the government going after him, lawfare, taking his house, threatening his son, you know, $8 million. People forget that. They don't see
Roger
that part.
Stone and I often talk. Yeah. And what George just said, I have a picture of Mike when he was a child, and he was getting an award for saving another child from drowning. And I haven't lived my life like that always. I've been a selfish guy, a vain guy. At the end of the day, I haven't always been the guy I am now. I try to go out of my way to be a better person, but I haven't always been a good guy. At the end of the day, Mike Flynn, in my opinion, is a better man than I will ever be. And I strive in a way to be as good a human being is. So I see him get attacked. I see Roger Stone get attacked, obviously. And you can't be new to that. When you're over the target, like you just did in Out of the Shadows, and I'm sure the new movie is just as compelling. Tell me about that. So what brought you down that road? You decided to go down this road. I have to believe they started coming after you when you started, you know, covering the topics you were covering. And the deeper you got, I'm sure the worse it got. But tell me about the experience. What brought you to that path? Why did you go down it? And how rough was it on you and your family?
I'm going to tell you this, and I give all of this to God, honestly. Because had I not had Christ enter my life, I'm a flawed guy. I'm not a pastor. I'm not a prophet. I'm not a priest. I'm a dude that likes to, you know, have a drink every now and then. I'll still cuss and definitely punch you in the face. But, you know, I'm not a perfect man. I'm just a guy that believes, look, when you realize there is a fight and you have to pick a side, you have to decide what side you're going to serve. And I believe in the Judeo-Christian fundamentals that this nation was founded upon, this republic was founded upon. And so I made a choice to make a decision to walk away because I didn't want to serve that anymore. I was like, look, I would rather do nothing than continue to serve this. Yes, the money was good. Yes, I had a nice life. Yes, I could have lived a very comfortable life. But look at Trump. He could have lived a very comfortable life. Look at Flynn. He could have done things that were easy for him. But that's not what this nation was founded upon. This nation was founded upon people that believed in freedom and were willing to sacrifice for others. And that's really what, you know, made me. I give all the credit back to God for giving me the courage to do it. And then I give the credit to those that were around me on my team, because that guy, Brad, who's the other stuntman in Out of Shadows, believe me, to get to the level that Brad and I were at, and we walked away, most people will probably never understand how competitive the stunt world really is to get to that level, how high it is, you know? So that's why I did what I did.
Yeah. Well, at the end of the day, I do know how competitive it is. I observed it as a minor role person, but I saw the stuntmen and otherwise. I saw that there was always somebody willing to take a spot. It didn't matter what role you're in Hollywood. There's always somebody that's willing to bend a knee, compromise for less money to undercut whoever it is. Of course, at your level of skill, that wouldn't be easy to do. So listen, Big Mick Mafia, subscribers, listeners, don't go anywhere. When we come back, we're gonna dig into Out of the Shadows. Let's find out what made Mike Smith go down this rabbit hole.
And we got the trailer coming up too for In the Shadows. See you in a few.
If we lose freedom here, there is no place to escape to. This is the last stand on earth.
Gear up for your toughest jobs or your most rugged excursions. Introducing Sea of Mud Apparel, your go-to destination for clothing that embodies the relentless spirit of rural America. We were blue collar before it was cool to say you work for a living. Let your clothes speak for you. Embrace quality, comfort, and the American way. Shop now at seaofmud.com.
Patriots, listen up. It's time to wake up and smell the freedom. Beard Vet Coffee is here to fuel your American spirit. This isn't just coffee. It's a battle cry in a cup, a declaration of love for the land of the free and the home of the brave. Crafted by the hands of those who've walked the walk, talked the talk, and, yeah, grown the damn beard. Vet founded, vet focused, and beard operated. This is coffee with a mission, a purpose, and a testament to the unyielding American spirit. It's a tribute to the tireless resolve that courses through the veins of our great nation. This is the taste of victory, the flavor of freedom, the coffee that stands as firm as our belief in America's destiny to lead and never to kneel. Beard Vet Coffee is more than a brand. It's a legacy steeped in the principles that make America great. It's for those who stand with pride under the stars and stripes, who uphold the values that light the torch of liberty for the world to see. So, are you ready to supercharge your day the American way? Beard Vet Coffee is not just a choice. It's a declaration of independence from mediocre mornings. Bold, brave, unbound, brewed for the American patriot. Beard Vet Coffee. Make your mornings great again.
Welcome to the next generation of warfare, psychological warfare. In modern conflict, the mind is a potent weapon. Discover General Michael T. Flynn's groundbreaking guide, The Citizen's Guide to Fifth Generation Warfare. Unlock tactics, strategies, and the mindset to navigate this cognitive battlefield that we all find ourselves in. Equip yourself against manipulation and emerge unscathed. Unleash your potential. Order now.
Welcome back to the Big Mick Show. Here with your hosts, Lance Migliaccio, George Ballantine, and our guest, Mike Smith. Before we go further, I just want to thank our sponsors, Sea of Mud, Patriotic Apparel, Beard Vet Coffee. Go now, go buy a shirt, buy a Big Mig shirt, a hat, buy something. Just go there, get something, help us out, help American companies. Beard Vet Coffee, veteran-owned company, also American. Help the small American companies, screw the corporations. They don't deserve it. They don't look out for us. Only the little guy does. So we got to look out for the little guy. So we got, you know, we're talking about government programs. We're talking about Operation Paperclip, MK Ultra, Operation Mockingbird. These are all real top secret programs operated by CIA, probably other intel agencies, where they operated with impunity. If nothing happens, there's no consequences. They're going to keep doing it. So if you don't think they're still doing it today, you're sorely mistaken, because there are programs that they're still doing today. And sooner or later, we'll find out more of what's going on. But, you know, they're still controlling the media. They're still controlling Hollywood. You know, they send out the messages, like Mike was in the documentary. Certain messages you see, you always see symbolism. Always see, like, let's say Super Bowl. You see the commercials always with pictures of the devil, the signs. It's always the same people, Hollywood elites. And it's like in tiers, like you said in the documentary. Like if you're in the upper nonchalant tier of actors or musicians, you know, you get more exposure. Like I was, you know, it's amazing how you watch some of these actresses or even singers where all of a sudden they're nothing. All of a sudden, boom, they're banged into stardom because of, you know, pledging their allegiance to the devil.
And often it's not because they're all that skilled. It's pretty interesting. Yeah. It's also interesting when you see the lineups and the guest lists
and there,
that have been leaked from like Bohemian Grove, George. That's one of the ones that a lot of celebrities have gone to.
If you look in there, I believe it was Katy Perry. She was used to sing what, gospel music or something, Mike? That's true? And she you know, she wasn't nobody, like nobody even knew her. And then she came to Hollywood. They're like, listen, you want to do, you want to be bae? You're going to do this, this, and that for us. And look at her now. And it's amazing. Yeah. If you look at the amount of followers they have on social media, how much they actually can control with the messaging.
A lot of influence, power and influence.
Crazy.
So Mike, take us down this process that you started thinking because of the injury and you were heading in a different direction or whatever you were doing. What made you start to go down this? And I call it a rabbit hole because that's what everybody online refers to it as. But this is obviously kind of a dark place you went to because the content starts getting tougher and tougher, I assume. But go ahead and take us through that process on Out of the Shadows.
Well, in Out of the Shadows, if you watch the movie, I'll make this as quick as I can. But
yeah,
my therapist was, you know, I would like I said earlier, I would say to you, Mike, are you a Christian? I would say, yeah, I'm a Christian. But I didn't. I really didn't believe. Because I'm like, well, who wrote this? How do I know? You know, blah, blah, blah. And I was never like a real believer. And one day she was doing her therapy on me. Mm-hmm. She stopped me and she said, hey, I feel like I need to pray for you. And honestly, that's when it started. It was like, she goes, can I pray for you? Well, she goes, and I'd let her do it for few months and I let her pray and it was just like, okay, whatever, thanks. And then one day I stopped her, like I said in the movie, and I said, hey, you realize I think you're out of your mind because I don't believe in any of this stuff. And she said, well, what do you don't believe in? I said, this devil and the spiritual world and all this stuff. And she said, Mike, you know, let me ask you something. What do you know about satanic ritual abuse and what do you know about the occult and what do you know about this? And I'm like, nothing. I don't want to invite that into my life. She goes, well, look, let me tell you something. I'm a pelvic floor therapist. I treat the victims of these things after they come through, you know, after they've been, you know, what do you call it? Taken care of, you know, gone to the hospital.
Sexualized, groomed, you name it. Sure.
She goes, well, who do you think puts these kids and these people, these children and these women and these men back together after it's over? She goes, I do. It's completely real and you need to look into it. And I said something just like that in the movie, but I was like, what is she talking about? And then, so I was like, well, maybe I should look into this stuff. So I started just kind of, you know, online surfing, looking at different things, looking at different, like, what is this? What is that? And then I would start seeing things in these articles or hearing things, reading things. And I'm going, I've seen that before. And I've seen that before. Like, why, you know, I'd see just objects and things in people's houses that, you know, over the years, and I'm like, it can't be a coincidence. You know, there's got to be something to it. And so as I got deeper and deeper, then it just, then it was like God, I ripped the veil off, and I could see that there was a groups of people surrounding people that I knew that were into dark, dark stuff. And they were experts at hiding it. They hid it from me. I mean, some of my best friends were in it, and I didn't know. You know, I mean, I did not know. And then, so then you're like, well, I don't want to be around these people. You know, I don't want to, you know, I don't want to do this anymore. I'm not, like, this is what this is. And to make it higher up and to move up the ladder more, I got to, you know, go hang out with these people. And I don't like really any of these people to begin with. Why would I do that? So that was really, it started that way. And it was just, it was really because of God coming into my life, and I could see it for the first time, you know? And that was, I was like, well, I'm not going to be a part of this. So I'm going to do the best I can to tell the truth, or at least show people that, you know, there is evil out there, and there are people that are willing to hurt children, and there are people out there hurting children, doing bad things. And I don't care what side of the aisle you're on. That should unite all of us.
Well, yeah. You know, when you look at this kind of material, I have a difficult time for it because I have some anger issues of my own that I always try to keep myself. Obviously, some of my history as a government contractor, I tend to be drawn to that, right? But child trafficking is one of those things that makes me extremely angry. I don't like pedophilia, especially I don't like the fact that they want to call themselves minor attracted persons now. At the end of the day, those people are unfixable in my book. I don't know how you could be attracted to a child at the end of the day. So for me, it's difficult, right? So George is pretty good at handling it. I have to kind of veer myself. And sometimes, as much as I know it's real and as much as I interact with people that tell me about it, I have to keep a certain layer because, you know, the minute I start to think about those people, my thing is, you know, as you're shooting this movie, right, and you're finding out stuff that I'm sure you have absolutely never heard before. And when we all hear it the first time, we all go, oh, come on, that's got to be a bunch of BS. You're freaking kidding me. There's no freaking way that's legit. You're telling me they do what at Bohemian Grove? You're telling me they were doing this Epstein Island thing? What? At the parties? Well, they go down and they're sacrificed? Nah, come on, man. Where'd you get this info? In the beginning, well, that's how I acted, right? You had to have some dark moments as you were shooting, or even some like total shock moments. What were some of the worst moments for you? For you, and then what was some of the biggest attacks on you as people started to be aware of what you were getting ready to uncover and expose? What were some of the worst of the worst?
Probably the biggest attacks came from me covering Pizzagate with Liz Crokin.
Yeah.
Now, because Pizzagate was like, you got to remember, this movie was okay. So the movie yesterday was a 4-year anniversary that Out of Shadows was released. We started making that movie 2 years before that. And I didn't really know Liz. I never met her. But I was looking, you know, as a filmmaker, my job, you know, people are like, oh, they want to label me a conspiracy theorist. Okay, I'm a filmmaker looking into things. Does that make me a conspiracy theorist? I don't know. Just call me what you want. I don't care. But I'm trying to do what is my job. And so when I started looking into Pizzagate, I'm like, is this real? Like, why do they call it Pizzagate? I have no idea. And then I started looking into it, and it's, you know, I thought I did a pretty fair job about saying, is it fact or is it fiction? Just take a look at it and you guys decide for yourselves. Well, when I started researching the things that Liz was actually saying, because that's the one thing about Out of Shadows, is you can attack me, you can attack the messenger, but you can't attack the validity of the topics and the truth in that film, because whether you like it or not, I mean, there's some things that you could say, okay, that's a little bit of a stretch to make that jump. But if you go look at, you know, the FBI has validated that pizza and all these words that are, you know, quote unquote Pizzagate stuff, it has been validated as FBI code words.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%. You have Comet Pizza, you have pizza, you have cheese, you have hot dogs. And then, of course, we obviously have all the insignias. We know about the Obama event of ordering $60,000 of alleged hot dogs. And then, of course, the Podesta brothers, We've seen emails, Hillary Clinton, Hume Abedin, lots of questions, because when you start talking about bring my favorite toy, my hammer, my this, a lot of these emails that were leaked that have been proven to be legitimate, but yet no accountability and no consequences. So you're going down the dark moments. Did you get any, like, obviously some of the people, we know that Hillary Clinton, as an example, 57 suicides for people related to her have now been connected. Seems unlikely that any one person could have 57 people around them that committed suicide. Did you have anybody start trying to nudge, threaten you, advise you?
I had lots of that, of course. But here's the thing. I'm not afraid to die for that. I'm a stuntman. Like, I'm not crazy, but you know, look, I don't fear death. Like, we're all going to die. So to me, I don't want to die. I'm not trying to die. But when people threaten me with that, that's not some of my trigger points. Like, that's not, you know. And I had a couple people call me up while I was still in Hollywood saying they're going to kill you.
Were there people you knew, or were they anonymous calls?
No, they were people I knew.
Okay.
They weren't saying they were going to kill me. They were saying,
yeah.
They're going to come get you. You should have never done that. And I'm like, well, you know what? If I didn't do it, who was going to do it? Because there's a lot of people that know, you know, similar stuff, but none of them, you know, I get this a lot still, even today. Man, I really respect what you did. I just can't bite the hand that feeds me. I just got to keep making the money right now. And yeah. I'm like, okay, well, that's your conviction. My conviction's different. And I felt like, look, if you know, you look at Plato's Allegory of the Cave. If someone doesn't show the people that those are shadow figures and that they're being manipulated, how are they going to know? You know, how are they going to wake up? And so I just felt like that was my contribution to the fight was, look, I'm a filmmaker. I know how to make movies. I know how to tell stories. Let me explain it to people and let them decide what they think about it. And I had no idea that it would get over 100 million views in the first 10 months. We were still tracking the analytics, but it got me kicked off of Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, PayPal, TikTok, and Instagram, and Facebook. And so, so I got kicked off of pretty much every social media platform. And I was like, well, okay, well, I did the best I could. You know, it fight's over. You know what? You know, but now I'm back on X. Thank God to Elon. And thank God for Rumble and shows like this where we can have these shows. But, you know, it's, you know, yeah, I got a lot of attacks. I mean, you get death threats. You get, you know, fight. You know, obviously it cost me my career. And my agency immediately dropped me. I was with for like, you know, 9 to 12 years. I can't remember how long I was with them, but it was quite a while. And the day after I dropped the film, I get dropped from my agent. So, you know, I knew it was going to cost me a lot. That's fine. I'm willing to accept that. I'm not looking. I gave the movie away for free, by the way. When I made Out of Shadows, I self-funded it. And I gave it away for free. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, you know, that sacrifice is unbelievable, and most people wouldn't even consider it. That's how important it is, what you did. I respect you for it. There's no doubt. I'm the same guy. I'm relatively fearless to a fault, and I don't fear death either. It's one of those things. I've been close enough times over the history of my life that I guess I've become kind of maybe numb to it in its own way. I don't know that that's necessarily good. But at the end of the day, it's interesting because most people would never make the sacrifices you make. Did your own family ever try to talk you out of it when you made the first documentary?
My wife thought I'd lost my mind, and my daughters thought I was crazy for the first 2 years.
Yeah.
And when they started seeing it, I never tried to convince them. I never said, hey, you need to believe me. But they started seeing it, and they start, you know, because they lived it, you know, they saw a lot of the same things, and then they were starting to see it. And, you know, it's been great because now a lot of people that, I mean, I've had people come up to me. I mean, one of them was she hated President Trump so bad in LA. She was, I can't believe you're doing, what are you doing? You know what? We just aired Into the Light at Mar-a-Lago last weekend.
Yeah.
She was my guest. And she is now one of the biggest Trump supporters you'll ever see.
Complete
180, complete 180 with God. She's like, I'm so sorry you were trying to explain this to me for so long, and I can't hear you.
And I want to stop you for a minute there to the audience. And this is what I always tell you guys, you know, the more we get attacked, the more we are over the target. You know, George and I'll get death threats in our DMs and we'll get all kinds of stuff. And as a matter of fact, we were both suspended on Twitter 1.0 with Jack Dorsey. George and I had been uncovering a story called Italy Gate, which was the Leonardo spa satellite hack. At the end of the day, George still doesn't have his account back. I was lucky and got my account back over there. He had to start from scratch. Yep. But it's one of those things that you realize that you're going to have to make sacrifices. But at the end of the day, the epiphany moment when you convert people, when you unite the country, you took somebody that probably hadn't done the homework, talked about Trump's being a misogynist or whatever the hell they always make up. There's always some theory they heard on CNN or MSNBC or they read on the Daily Beast. At the end of the day, they end up not want, they're in denial till there's that moment. And thank God for people like you, because at the end of the day, it would never happen. We would never gain those additional people. I hope that the entire country is waking up. And in fact, I hope it's the globe. I worked for lots of governments years ago. And I can tell you that the operations that are run by intelligence organizations, doesn't matter whether it's MI6, Mossad, the Scorpions, it's inconsequential, right? Whether you're KGB or otherwise, they all are running operations like this. So, George, I don't know if you want to take a break, George, or you want to go through the break?
We'll take a break in a few, but I just want to let people know. So Mike actually brought up a great point.
Please.
One of his friends seen the movie, and that's how she all of a sudden switched. Switch came on. She got God in her life. She's seen the evil side of the people. So when you encounter people that don't want to believe you, best thing to do is go to intothelight.com, purchase the, you can purchase the DVD. What's he got? DVD. You can rent it, buy it, purchase, whatever you want to do. Huh?
You can watch it. Out of Shadows will always be free. So you can go on intothelight.movie and you can watch Out of Shadows for free. And then I made Into the Light the price of a cup of coffee. For a 3-day rental, it's $4.99, or you can buy it. And when you register, it's there on your account. We're not selling it. We're not trading your data. We're not doing anything with that. But what we're doing is, because we were kicked off of everything, we had to build our own platform with our own code so that we could host the film outside of the system and have a place for people to find it. It's slower because, you know, Out of Shadows, you could just send the link to YouTube or Facebook or whatever. But this, I'm going to need your audience's help, and I need your help to get people to go to intothelight.movie, because you can buy it.
You just lost them.
You're frozen up there a little. Yeah. Oh, there you go. You're back.
Yeah. We're going to go to commercial break. But so what I'm trying to explain to everybody is, if you have like a little movie party at your house, invite those people that don't want to believe you, and just let them watch both of them back to back if you can. If not, watch one, then the other. But that is a good way. And just look at their reactions. Don't try to push nothing on them. Let the movie do its work, because it will do its work. It's amazing. All right, we'll be back.
Story.
Yeah, we'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go nowhere.
If we lose freedom here, there is no place to escape to. This is the last stand on Earth.
Gear up for your toughest jobs or your most rugged excursions. Introducing Sea of Mud Apparel, your go-to destination for clothing that embodies the relentless spirit of rural America. We were blue-collar before it was cool to say you work for a living. Let your clothes speak for you. Embrace quality, comfort, and the American way. Shop now at seaofmud.com.
Patriots, listen up. It's time to wake up and smell the freedom. Beard Vet Coffee is here to fuel your American spirit. This isn't just coffee. It's a battle cry in a cup, a declaration of love for the land of the free and the home of the brave. Crafted by the hands of those who've walked the walk, talked the talk, and, yeah, grown the damn beard. Vet founded, vet focused, and beard operated. This is coffee with a mission, a purpose, and a testament to the unyielding American spirit. It's a tribute to the tireless resolve that courses through the veins of our great nation. This is the taste of victory, the flavor of freedom, the coffee that stands as firm as our belief in America's destiny to lead and never to kneel. Beard Vet Coffee is more than a brand. It's a legacy steeped in the principles that make America great. It's for those who stand with pride under the stars and stripes, who uphold the values that light the torch of liberty for the world to see. So, are you ready to supercharge your day the American way? Beard Vet Coffee is not just a choice. It's a declaration of independence from mediocre mornings. Bold, brave, unbound. Brewed for the American patriot. Beard Vet Coffee. Make your mornings great again.
Welcome to the next generation of warfare, psychological warfare. In modern conflict, the mind is a potent weapon. Discover General Michael T. Flynn's groundbreaking guide, The Citizen's Guide to Fifth Generation Warfare. Unlock tactics, strategies, and the mindset to navigate this cognitive battlefield that we all find ourselves in. Equip yourself against manipulation and emerge unscathed. Unleash your potential. Order now.
Welcome back to the Big Mig Show, here with your host, Lance Migliaccio, George Ballantine, and our special guest, Mike Smith. So, you know, Lance, I'm going to play the trailer, in the light trailer, so people can see this, actually.
Please.
So I'm going to play this real quick. It's like a few minutes, so watch it, and we're going to get back into it here with Mike.
Tilted, folks. The game is rigged, and nobody seems to notice. Nobody seems to care. Good, honest, hard-working people, white collar, blue collar, doesn't matter what color shirt you have on. That's what the owners count on. The fact that Americans will probably remain willfully ignorant, because the owners of this country know the truth. It's called the American dream, because you have to be asleep to believe it. It's a big club, and you ain't in it. You and I are not in the big club.
Most people, Mike, only care about what's 50 feet from their door.
What people don't understand is we're in the middle of war, and the war is for your conscious mind. We've all been influenced by these types of operations or information warfare.
Psychological warfare is the most powerful type of warfare that can be implemented in a battle. It's the most insidious type of warfare because it's designed to change a person's entire perspective, short-term or long-term, that's not to be reversed.
Well, most people, if they want to really dumb it down, they just say PSYOP is marketing. I don't dumb it down that way because few marketing campaigns cause other people to kill other people. Only PSYOP does that.
Hollywood, advertising, music, sports, gaming, social media, all of those things are tools. All those things are tools that they use to message. Now, are they good or bad? That depends on who's behind the message. And that depends on who's driving the narrative, and that battle's been going on since the beginning of time.
Don't listen to Mike Flynn. Listen to this guy. Listen to a Dr. Harari, or listen to a Klaus Schwab, or listen to some of these other leaders that are part of this organization. Those are two that are very public, and they're on record with their ideas, their timelines, and their capabilities. It's very real.
You don't even have to take my word for this stuff. You can go to NQTEL and look up their articles about artificial intelligence, what they're planning on doing with the artificial intelligence in the space of voting. You can go to OpenAI's website, look at the headline, what they say. They want to steer us in the right direction, okay? Who gets to determine what's good for mankind?
Only the truth stands up to questioning. So you should never, ever mind being challenged or questioned. So when people say all the time, how do I find the truth? That's how you find it. Challenge it, question it, test it. And what's left standing is the only thing that matters.
If you look at the arc of history, the most powerful, the wealthiest, the most connected people in the world, they never, in the end, are left standing. Because it's always a small group, a small virtuous group that has unmitigating faith, that stands for truth, that stands for freedom, that will stand up to these folks.
I jumped out of the darkness, rose into the light. I was searching for someone, and you were by my side.
Okay, I don't know if I said it the right documentary, but it's Into the Light, that documentary right there. So if I said the other one, my
mistake.
Yeah,
that's the new trailer for the new documentary, correct?
Trailer, sorry.
So, Mike, let's take us into this. Where does this pick up? Where Out of the Shadow, out of the Shadow stops? Where does it start and where does it head?
That's a great question. So what, because I honestly, after Out of Shadows, I wasn't going to make another film. And I was like, because I know that the biggest problem that we need is a distribution outlet. We need a distribution platform. That's the real issue. That's what the gatekeepers control. But along the way of working on that, solving that problem, I felt like, you know, it was being put on my heart, God, or however you want to say it. I just kept having this overwhelming feeling. You need to explain it to them. And I'm like, well, okay. I felt like we got to explain to the people, like, how you're being manipulated, why you're being manipulated, who's manipulated, right? And so I went into more of how our story is the key to everything. The stories that we hear is the key to what we believe or not believe and where we get our stories. So I went into, we would go much deeper into psychological operations, and we cover things that the audience probably is not aware of. Like, you know, most people have heard of demographics, like where you do demographics to figure out a target group of people. But as you said earlier, these programs didn't stop. These MKUltra programs didn't stop. They kept going. Well, now they've evolved into what's called psychographics. And psychographics are what they gather from, you know, you holding your machine, your device, what you like, what you dislike, how long your eyes are looking at different, you know, tweets or threads, or, you know, what you're reading, what you're doing, what's your facial, you know, through the camera. They're monitoring and building digital clones and twins of everyone. And then they run payloads, like different scenarios through AI to see what the clones would do in certain situations. That's how they're manipulating. That's like when you say, hey, I'm going to buy a new car, and you go pick up your phone and there's a car ad. You know, you see, people have seen that, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes.
So that's kind of a short example of how it works, but it's much more complex than that. So we go deeper into the actual manipulation techniques and tactics that we as the people unknowingly are being subjected to, and we're unknowingly giving all of this information to these big tech companies for free, and they're using that information to build a digital twin of you to run what's called, I said it a minute ago, payloads, which a payload is a scenario, a product on the twins. And they can see how this group of people will vote. They will see how, you know, if we want to get, someone to go to the store and buy a six pack of Coke over Pepsi, Like, what would make, you know, me, what would make Mike go buy a Coke versus a Pepsi? And they would run these payloads until they put the right ads or the right things in front of my face, until they get like a 70-30 chance of me doing them in a physical reality. So now they're controlling what we're buying, what we're spending, what we're going, what we're doing. And the movie goes into that manipulation at a higher level, and it shows it to you where you can understand it. It's a very short movie. It's only 1 hour and 7 minutes. It's not very long. But there's a lot of information and a lot of layers of information in that movie.
How long is the first one?
The first one's 1 hour and 17 minutes. The second one's 1 hour and 7 minutes.
All right, so you guys can have a movie party, watch it for 1 hour and 17, a little break, a little food, snack break, popcorn, whatever, and then jump right back in and watch the second part. It's easier.
Yeah.
Start red pilling everybody.
When you were making Into the Light, did you, what was your, I said when you were making the new documentary Into the Light, what was your biggest surprise moment? Was there anything that you thought, there's no way? Are you telling me this is how the payloads work? Was it because you saw the creation of the narrative and how they were working through tech now to really fully manipulate it? Was it something that Flynn said or Laura Logan said or maybe Boone Cutler? You know, what thing really surprised you? What really got you like, son of a bitch, what the hell is this?
It's what Brian, hands down, not even close, what Brian Gamble said to me in the movie about the digital twins. When I finished that interview, and you got to remember, you guys do interviews all the time, so you can have 2 or 3, 4 hours of interview tape, and you're only going to use 5 or 6 minutes, maybe.
Sure.
So when you find those moments, after I did my interview with Brian, the first one, I went home and I was like, I don't want to know anymore. I don't want to know anymore. This is so, it's freaking me out so bad, because I was contemplating and realizing what he was showing me.
You want to tell the audience really quickly, Brian Gamble's, I'm sorry, George, I didn't mean to step on you.
No, I was
going to
say, you want to explain about the digital twins, because I don't think people know about it.
Can you explain who Brian Gamble is? Give us his background, because the audience may not know who he is. I know who he is, but if you could do that.
Well, Brian Gamble works in Intel. He was a U.S. Naval data analyst. Mm-hmm. He worked at the highest levels of data analysis for the Navy. Mm-hmm. And he has held some very high-level security positions and has had access to programs and things that most people have no clue about. Mm-hmm. And then not to overlook this one moment, but Lara Logan has a moment. She has an epiphany in the middle of our interview, in the middle of the movie, where you actually see Lara realize, I'm not going to give it away because then people want to watch it twice, but there is
chum the waters, Mike, chum the waters.
I point out to her how agencies handle assets.
Mm-hmm.
And I show her, like, hey, have you ever considered this or have you considered that? And I just walked her through a logic chain.
Mm-hmm.
In the middle of it, she's like, oh my God, I had no idea. And what happened? I mean, because that's what happened to me. It's what happens to everyone. When you realize you've been manipulated, first you get disappointed. You don't want to believe it. Then you get a little angry. And then you have that decision to make, well, what do I do about it? Do I just do nothing, pretend like I don't know this, or do I do something about it? And so these movies, you said it a minute ago, I was really happy you said it. You said, show these movies, these are tools to start conversations.
Mm-hmm.
These are movies to convince people to do things. It's like, hey, what did you think about this part? What did you think about that? You know, what? Because the psychographics thing is going to freak a lot of people out. Because when you see the twins and you see them actually that they are already built, these things are real. Like, say, if your mom dies, or your aunt dies, or your dad dies, you can pay $29 a month to have access to your dead relative in the metaverse and talk to your dead relative through the AI. That's going to freak people out, but it's real. It's not like we just made that up. It's real. So yeah, those things are real.
There's always a big surprise. I have a question for you.
Is that, what was the guy's name you said?
Brian Gamble.
Brian Gamble. Okay.
Yeah. Mike, I have a question. There's a guy that you probably should meet. You may not know him. George and I did a bunch of research for a website for Mike Lindell. Have you ever heard the name Dennis Montgomery?
I have heard. I met Dennis, yes.
Did you get any of the details? They tried to discredit him. You know that he disclosed 53 discs in a skiff. A lot of it had to do with the spying apparatus that a lot of people are unfamiliar with, the Hammer supercomputer and the Hammer exploit.
Hammer and score card or something like
that. Well, Hammer and score card is different. That's a program. The Hammer supercomputer and the Hammer exploit, the supercomputer is obviously a supercomputer. He helped design that. But the Hammer exploit actually takes a program like Echelon, Carnivore, Hammer and score card. You stick it into the system, and the Hammer exploit actually improves the veracity of the program. It's actually like putting the program on steroids. But Mike, Dennis Montgomery designed lots of programs, but the spying apparatus information he has, if you look at the case at 2006 in Las Vegas and you start reading it, I think it'd make for a hell of a story. This guy knows some stuff. He actually created a program that's now declassified called Project Orca, which is an underwater surveillance program. But it shows they discredited him, and yet years later, they asked him to write this new program for the Navy. Very interesting guy, but it talks about the complexity of the spying apparatus. He talks about how deep it is. There's lots of people. Have you ever looked at the information on Michael Corey? Have you ever heard of Michael Ray Corey?
I have. He's on X.
Yeah. Interesting stuff, because he talks about the internet that's above the internet and the true people that are controlling the backbone of what we do see, much like what you're describing.
About the Ericsson stuff.
Yeah, Ericsson. Yeah. It's a pretty incredible when you start to really understand the bad actors that are involved, and you see their names continue and come up in everything that even you're discussing now.
Well, think about this. If information is power and information is knowledge, and if you can control the information, mm-hmm. you control the population. So yeah. If you are in Game of Thrones and you're the Iron Bank,
yeah.
Iron Bank controls all the kingdoms.
Yeah.
Right? Like in Game of Thrones, that's kind of, if you look a little deeper into the real world, there's kind of the Iron Bank and you control the kingdoms.
Well, lots of people allege that the agency, the different trilateral commission, the Clinton Foundation, Davos, Bohemian Grove, COM 300, at the end of the day, there's these different groups that they believe that, and I believe a lot of it's truth, that they influence what the true agenda of the planet is. And they're the ones actually controlling the governments, like the Federal Reserve Bank, and that the people they get on the wrong side of, like Saddam Hussein, like Putin, different individuals, of course, that get on the other side of that, of course, they become the world's enemies. We know that most of the stuff that comes out of those stories in the Middle East, I saw some of it. At the end of the day, most of those stories were lies. They created things about WMDs. We know that now. It's the same thing. Well, so, Mike, let me do this. So you've got the movies up now. Let's go into the details. Number one, let's give a chance for the audience to know where they can find you on social media, because I suspect that God's not done with you yet, Mike. I have a feeling you're going to you're going to keep going here. Hopefully you stay safe in the process of doing it. So where do they find you on social media first?
Okay. I'm only on two platforms right now. I'm on Twitter, and I made this account when I was super anonymous. It's called @crux415072251.
Okay. We'll definitely repost that. Yeah. One more time, Mike, slow. Crux.
Crux, C-U-R-X, 4150. 7251.
Okay.
That's me on X, and on True Social, I'm @crux1765.
1765. Okay. And then let's talk about how they get the documentary, give them the website. George, I don't know if you want to pull the website up. I actually stuck the link in there to make it easy for them.
It's really simple, guys. It's intothelight.movie.
And for $4.99, they can grab your new documentary and they can stream it right from your platform.
Correct. And I want to tell you, when you sign up, the reason you have to sign up and make an account is because we're hosting it on our own code. It's not on Google code. It's not on Amazon code. It's not on Microsoft code. It's our code on our own system. We're not going to sell your data. We're not selling. But by the way, if you do register and watch Into the Light, you will be automatically signed up for our next project, and we will get early access to some of our alpha and betas that we're going to show in the coming months. Hopefully, I'm
some teaser behind the scenes footage and that sort of thing.
Here it is.
Mike, do you want to give everybody, after we do this, do you want to give them any kind of a little detail of what the new movie is going to be? Are you ready to do that yet or no?
It's not a movie. It's a solution to some problems that we're. I don't want to give that away yet, but I think I can tell you this: when people see what we've actually built, they're going to be very, very, very happy. And it's
amazing.
We've been working on it for 6 years.
You know, that's one of the things when you're a storyteller and you seem to be telling stories of bad news, it's tough on our show. We normally put a lot of humor in the show. You know, we normally have gifts and all kinds of crazy stuff that George and I do because we try to lighten the environment because we cover a lot of serious topics. It's never easy when you're that storyteller and you don't have a solution. You come with the bad news, you don't come with any accountability or consequences, and then here we are.
Well, can I address that right there? Because
please.
In my line of work as a stunt, coordinator, as a second action director, a lot of times you're dealing with life or death in the situations that, or major injury if something goes wrong, and everybody's your critic in Hollywood. I call Hollywood is full of ladder kickers. There's very few people that'll help you put your ladder up. They want to kick your ladder out all the time. So most of the time you have people coming to you on set, and especially in my position, telling me this is never going to work, this is dangerous, you know, blah, 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 blah. And they'll give me all the reasons why it's not going to work or something's going to go wrong. And then I'll say, that's great. You have a solution. And probably, you know, 2 or 3 out of 10 will have a real solution. Mm-hmm. And those are the people that I would always seek counsel with over the time, over the years. You know, what do you see? Am I missing anything? Can you tell me anything? Mm-hmm. So, When I started making these movies, I was like, I can't make these movies and not have a real solution to solve the problem. Mm-hmm. But to have the solution to solve the problem, enough people have to wake up and change their habits to get to that solution. So that was the idea. Because I don't want to sound too preachy or anything, but when God saved me, I heard very clearly in the very beginning, I want you to sell everything you have in LA. I want you to move to Nashville. I want you to build something for the Christians. And I'm like, God, I have no idea what that means. And he said, but first you have to wake them up. And that's when I started making Out of Shadows. And I thought, when I finished the first one, I was done. I thought, okay, I'm done. But I wasn't done. So then he's like, you got to explain it to them. And so that's why I did Into the Light. But I've been working on the solution now for 6 years. And I think when people see what we've been putting together, and by the way, supporting the film goes to helping fund the solution. So the more support I get on the film, the faster I can build what I'm trying to build. So...
I think it's important for the storytellers and Lance, the people that are exposing the truth, that the average person needs to do everything they can to support them, because at the end of the day, this is some thankless work. We do it all the time. We're always grinding. We're always trying to expose what the facts are. But George, go ahead. I think you had
something you wanted to say. You said something about, you know, we do graphics and GIFs, and I just put up his book GIFs there next to him. I don't know if you see, you see it? Look.
Yeah, we did a little 3D GIF action there for you, Mike.
Oh, yeah, those are the DVDs. Yeah, that's a gift pack. You get the double, you get both movies. You can order double DVDs for $24 or something like that.
Yeah. So get over there, go to the URL, intothelight.movie. Go over there and buy the DVDs. I mean, obviously, great opportunity to share them with the family. You can give them as gifts. Do whatever you got to do. Lots of birthdays coming up, I'm sure. Also, I think George had a great idea. Have a movie screening party. People are looking to get together in their own homes. Why not show these movies and take an opportunity? Because I think Mike's taken it from a neutral enough position that you can say, look, he's a storyteller. Here's the story. You guys decide for yourself whether you think it's true or not. But maybe it'll open your eyes up and maybe it'll help you in the future decide whether or not that maybe there's more going on than meets the eye. Mike, first of all, I want to thank you for joining the Big Ming Show. We really appreciate the time you took with us. When you get a little further along, we might want to connect with Brian Gamble. Sounds like that could be an amazing interview for our show.
I will make sure. It's funny, while we were talking, he was calling me.
Yeah.
And I think you would be fascinated to have Brian on your show.
We'd love to do that.
I know George well enough to know that he was thinking, don't go anywhere. We're going to close out here in a minute. Mike, we want to talk to you backstage for a minute. So listen, I want to thank you guys, Big Ming Mafia subscribers and listeners. We appreciate it. If you liked the episode, thumbs up, like, comment, share. You know, we're not one of those groups. Take our short form content, use it to wake up your friends, family, loved ones, maybe your own children. My own daughter is much like Mike's daughter. I'd love for her to watch this documentary and maybe take a look at what's really going on. At the end of the day, you guys need to do that. We obviously, to be the tip of the spear, of course, we're going to have to fight. They're not going to make it easy. If you want to unite the country, we have to get everybody working together because DC is extremely organized. They've got fomented narratives. They pass down through us, through sources, just like Mike described, Hollywood, mainstream media, and of course, social media. You don't want to be a victim. You want to be the edge of the knife. George, last words, brother.
We'll see you guys tomorrow night. Mike, it was a pleasure having you on. Those documentaries are amazing. Great work. Great sacrifice. God bless you and your family. Don't go nowhere, Mike. You can't leave right now. Oh, Mike, by the way, now you are Big Ming Mafia. We'll explain that later. Now you can't leave. It is what it is, Mike.
Okay.
All right, guys. Have a good one. Tip of the Spear, the Big Ming Show. We're out.
If we lose freedom here, there is no place to escape to. This is the last stand on Earth.
Gear up for your toughest jobs or your most rugged excursions. Introducing Sea of Mud Apparel, your go-to destination for clothing that embodies the relentless spirit of rural America. We were blue collar before it was cool to say you work for a living. Let your clothes speak for you. Embrace quality, comfort, and the American way. Shop now at seaofmud.com.
Patriots, listen up. It's time to wake up and smell the freedom. Beard Vet Coffee is here to fuel your American spirit. This isn't just coffee. It's a battle cry in a cup, a declaration of love for the land of the free and the home of the brave. Crafted by the hands of those who've walked the walk, talked the talk, and, yeah, grown the damn beard. Vet founded, vet focused, and beard operated. This is coffee with a mission, a purpose, and a testament to the unyielding American spirit. It's a tribute to the tireless resolve that courses through the veins of our great nation. This is the taste of victory, the flavor of freedom, the coffee that stands as firm as our belief in America's destiny to lead and never to kneel. Beard Vet Coffee is more than a brand. It's a legacy steeped in the principles that make America great. It's for those who stand with pride under the stars and stripes, who uphold the values that light the torch of liberty for the world to see. So, are you ready to supercharge your day the American way? Beard Vet Coffee is not just a choice. It's a declaration of independence from mediocre mornings. Bold, brave, unbound. Brewed for the American patriot. Beard Vet Coffee. Make your mornings great again.
Welcome to the next generation of warfare. Psychological warfare. In modern conflict, the mind is a potent weapon. Discover General Michael T. Flynn's groundbreaking guide, The Citizen's Guide to Fifth Generation Warfare. Unlock tactics, strategies, and the mindset to navigate this cognitive battlefield that we all find ourselves in. Equip yourself against manipulation and emerge unscathed. Unleash your potential. Order now.